Leading our news today, News Limited has published graphic photographs and a video of a punch-up between billionaire businessman James Packer and Channel 9 boss David Gingell. The fight broke out on Sunday afternoon outside Mr. Packer's Bondi apartment. The pair later released a joint statement saying they remain friends after 35 years, but they've had their ups and downs. People under the age of 19 may find it harder to get the dole after next week's budget. The federal government is being urged to consider stripping teenagers of benefits if they're not in school, work or training. Nigeria's Islamist militant group Boko Haram has admitted for the first time that it has kidnapped more than 200 schoolgirls. In a video released by the group, its leader threatens to sell the girls. They were abducted from a school in the country's northeast 3 weeks ago. Four Ukrainian soldiers have been killed and an army helicopter has been shot down as fighting intensifies in the rebel-held town of Slovyansk. Kiev says the troops were ambushed by pro-Russian gunmen. The town remains sealed off by Ukrainian troops. Education Minister Christopher Pyne was the target of a sustained and raucous protest on last night's Q&A program on ABC One. Rowdy protesters chanted slogans and unfurled a banner behind the panellists. The program was taken off air for several minutes while the protesters were escorted from the ABC building.